lot of people believe that Governor Walker wants to run for president in 2016, but first he has to win re-election as Wisconsin's governor in 2014. Or does he? Good morning, I'm Joy Cardine. This is the Ideas Network of Wisconsin Public Radio. It's coming up on 8 minutes past 7 o'clock on this Monday, October 28th. Our guest in this first half of our state capitol report suggests that Governor Walker will not run for re-election and that Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen will instead. We will find out the reasoning behind this prediction and will welcome your reactions and your questions at 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page or tweet us at Joy Cardine Show. Our guest is Bill Krause, longtime Republican strategist and board chair of Common Cause in Wisconsin. He wrote a piece that appeared on the FightingBob.com blog. The title of the piece was Unencumbered. Good morning, Bill.
Good morning, Joy. How are you?
I'm good. It's been a while. We need to get you back on the Week in Review rotation.
Well, it's always good to get up early and talk to you.
Well, for listeners who don't know, you are, as we say, a longtime Republican strategist. You worked on the successful race, the race that elected Republican Governor Lee Dreyfus, and you worked in his administration, among many other things. So just so people know that. And you're going to be back in your old stomping ground, Stevens Point, tonight for a Common Cause event?
Yes, right, with David Obey.
Yeah.
Recently retired former congressman from what used to be that area due to redistricting. That's now Ron Kind's, part of Ron Kind's district.
Well, that's what it's about, too, is it? It's about redistricting.
A lot of talk about redistricting, yeah.
Well, that we'll put a post up on our Facebook page about that. It's going to be tonight from 6:30 until 8 at UW Stevens Point's Dreyfus University Center in Stevens Point. And it's a panel discussion on whatever happened to good government in Wisconsin and how can we fix it. So that's happening tonight with Bill Krause. But, Bill, we invited you to talk about this piece you wrote, Unencumbered. That's a play on the title of Governor Walker's new book, Unintimidated, A Governor's Story and a Nation's Challenge, which will soon be available at a bookstore near you. First off, the publication of that book, is that a big tip-off that the president is planning on running for president?
Yeah, I think that I think it's very clear that he that is where his ambition lies. And so I'm not talking about whether it's a good idea or a bad idea. I'm talking about the best route to sustaining that idea. He's got a book out. There was the other book by the two Journal Sentinel reporters, which was largely complimentary about him and his courage and character. He is clearly a national star. He's a bigger star nationally than he is in Wisconsin, where he is not seen very frequently, particularly in Madison. But putting that aside, he can get an audience anywhere in the country. He could spend the entire 2 years leading up to the presidential race solidifying what must be a considerable base and presenting himself to people who don't know him, because he is a star. Where he goes, the crowds go.
Well, why wouldn't he, though, Bill? Why wouldn't he run for governor and be this star as a sitting governor rather than one who decided not to run again?
There are two problems. It's a distraction to do both, although it has been done. And the other thing is that race coming up in Wisconsin, where he is more of a contentious figure than he is nationally, is no walkover. The Democrats are already looking at at least two very formidable opponents. He They, in the build-up to the recall, they collected the names of a million people and their email addresses. And as you know, politics is still lists, and being able to contact that many people. And he won the recall, but it was a very distorted win. He won substantially. He may have won if all the chips had fallen the way people thought they were. But the reason he won handily is because many of the people who will not vote for him next year for the governor if he runs voted against, fundamentally against the recall more than for him, and will switch back to their natural inclinations given the opportunity. So it's his national reputation is built on two very dramatic, very almost radical things that he did out of the box. He took on the public employee unions, including the teachers' unions, and he won. And he got rid of the lingering budget deficit that in eight years the Democrats both either ignored or didn't know what to do with. So those are the propellants of his national reputation. Because he did those things, and because he was so successful with them, he became a national figure. Mm-hmm. He's been featured in the New York Times several times. Wherever he goes, he draws big crowds, and he's very good on the stump.
And you're saying, though, that he doesn't want to necessarily run for president by having a very closely won a gubernatorial race, perhaps, or even losing a gubernatorial race.
That would take a lot of steam out of what he's doing. What he's doing is all very positive for him. If the potholes are losing or winning close, having a contentious legislature to deal with, which he has had. You know, he has, after Act 10, not all that much has happened, and maybe he's got an encore in mind that will keep the balloon afloat, but I don't know what it is, and he wouldn't disclose it to me anyway. Mm-hmm. But he may be at the apex of the things that he will present to a national audience. And we know he's very successful on the road.
Well, you know,
we also know he's not quite that successful here.
We did talk on Friday in our Week in Review program to two guests from different perspectives, as we always do. Former Republican State Senator Dan Kopanky of La Crosse was our Republican guest on the Week in Review, and he said on the Week in Review program on Friday that there's no way Walker will not run for re-election next year, and here's what he said.
I'd be stunned if he wasn't running for re-election. I mean, he's all over the state. He was in my part of the state yesterday in Cashton, talking about infrastructure improvements for Organic Valley, huge business over here in this part of the state. Again, with everything that he's doing, I know he's raising money. If he wants a seat at the national stage, he's got to run for re-election. He's got to be re-elected.
So, what do you make of that, Bill?
Well, that's a different point of view. I think he's got the national stage. One of the leading national pollsters ranks him on the very short list for presidential nomination. And he's got to get that nomination. He's got to win a lot of primaries in a lot of states. And if he's busy in Wisconsin running keeping a contentious legislature in line, He won't have the time and energy to do it, and he will be giving his opponents will be giving ammunition to whoever would run against him in 2016. So these are not easy choices, and it just seems to me that the greater risk is that election that's coming up. And if you could get that office table and could put all his time, energy, effort, and money, and he can make a lot of money. The things that have propelled him into stardom are things that please people with big money. So money is not the problem. And the problem is sustaining the star status that he has achieved by what he did back in 2011.
We are talking with Bill Krause. He is the board chair of Common Cause in Wisconsin. He's a longtime Republican strategist, and we are talking with him about the prediction that Governor Scott Walker will not run for re-election as Wisconsin governor in 2014, but instead will set his sights on the 2016 presidential election. We will also talk about the prediction that J.B. Van Hollen, who recently announced he's not pursuing another term as attorney general in Wisconsin, will, according to Bill Krause, likely run for governor next year instead of Governor Walker. What do you make of this? What questions do you have? What's your reaction? 1-800-642-1234. 1-800-642-1234. Or send an email to talk@wpr.org. You can also post on the Joy Cardine Show Facebook page. And we'll also get Bill's take on some of the recent developments in the race for governor in Wisconsin. Coming up after this break, this is the Ideas Network. This is our State Capitol Report. We are talking with Common Cause of Wisconsin's board chair, Bill Krause, about a column that he wrote that appeared last week in the blog FightingBob.com. Bill Krause, a longtime Republican strategist, was predicting that Governor Scott Walker will not run for re-election as governor of the state of Wisconsin and will set his sights on a 2016 presidential run instead. And he says that's also the reason for J.B. Van Hollen not pursuing another term as attorney general in Wisconsin. He says that Van Hollen will run for governor. What do you say? What questions do you have? 1-800-642-1234 or send an email to talk@wpr.org. It was interesting, Bill Krause, that on the very day that a Democratic candidate Mary Burke announced that she was going to challenge or wanted to challenge Governor Walker for governor, that same morning, Attorney General J.B. Van Hollen announced that he was not going to run for Attorney General for another term. How surprised were you at that, at the fact that he said he wasn't going to run again?
I just thought there was an interesting announcement. It was very early, and it was only half an announcement. Usually when somebody says they're not going to do something, then they say what they are going to do. And he made sort of a half of an announcement. So he's out there in limbo. So I'm speculating that if Governor Walker is thinking that he can, the better way to keep his balloon afloat is to be on the national stage and everywhere in the country where he's going to have to get primary votes, that Van Hollen is a logical successor to him. He's run successfully. He's got a good reputation, and his name is well known. And the Republicans don't have anybody else in the pipeline that has that kind of prominence. So that's pure speculation. I don't know if he's going to do that or not. But I am suspicious that there's more to his announcement of his not running for AG that he hasn't revealed.
There's also Another John Doe investigation happening, this time into a legislative leader of Governor Walker's recall race and some other matters. Governor Walker is not saying much about it. Last week, he only said that with a Democrat in the race for governor, he expects more stories like this. Do you think that this John Doe investigation might play into Governor Walker's plans, whether or not to run again for governor?
It could, but all the investigations so far have come up pretty short of being very significant or derailing any ambitions he has for any office. His staff has been investigated. To death with no indictments or even, I guess there's some, a couple of admissions that seem to, they're not on the scale of the previous scandals in the fundraising business that both parties suffered under years ago. So everything is in play, and any campaign is going to be nasty. Because that's what people seem to think is the way to win. But perhaps maybe the Democrats will lay off and deal with how they would do things better, not more than how the Republicans have done things badly. That's a sort of a futile hope, I think.
Let's take a call from Don in Waukesha. Hello, Don.
Hi, good morning, Joy. Quick question is that why would Walker vacate a seat, especially when he's got a very good chance of getting re-election? I think it would upset supporters, even at the national level, that he's putting that seat that the Republicans won back in jeopardy. You know, I don't know this J.B. Van Hell. Maybe he's got a good reputation, but he's not Scott Walker, and you're putting that seat in risk. And doesn't it also create an aura nationally that he decided not to run for fear of losing and then affecting his national run. And then suddenly it's maybe he chooses certain battles that he knows he can win.
Hmm. All right. Thank you, Don. So, Bill, maybe Governor Walker's biggest supporters would be upset if he gave up the governor's seat and maybe lost it.
I'm sure they would be. And that's why the Van Hollen factor weighs in to ameliorate that resistance. And, you know, whatever he does is not risk-free, and the caller is very right that this could give his national opponents, and he's probably going to have half a dozen of them, something to talk about why didn't you do this? Are you afraid of something? But yeah, as I said before, he's very good on the stump, and he's attractive. And an excellent speaker, and he's handled tougher questions than that. So it's a 49-51 flip of the coin, and if I were flipping it, I'd flip it. I'd say, okay, I'm going for the big job because I approve that I can do this executive job. And do it effectively and instigate the kinds of reforms this country needs. And I want everybody to be the beneficiary of my energy and my ideas. And I've got to get better known elsewhere. And away he goes. And some organization, and this has become a politics of organizations, unfortunately, everywhere, we'll pick him up, pay him well, put him in the places he wants to be, and he will be a national story. He becomes a national story automatically instead of fighting fracking and digging mines up in the northern part of Wisconsin and trying to get a venture capital bill through the penurious Assembly Caucus and all the other troubles that would distract him and diminish him in Wisconsin.
We have a Facebook comment from Charles who says, Well, he's got the dates a little mixed up here, but he says, in essence, Walker will reverse course and run for governor. He's going to be ripped to shreds in the national GOP presidential primary. What about the prediction that he's going to be ripped to shreds in the primary? So why would he give up his seat?
Well, because he wants to be president. Everybody gets ripped to shreds in these awful primaries. And I think he would be he has as good of a chance of surviving that kind of attention as anybody whose name has surfaced. And Governor Christie has got to put up with some of the backlash that he's got. He has created. Nobody's going to come out of this looking good, which is what we do in campaigns now. We don't run positive campaigns. We run negative campaigns, and nobody comes out with mud. It's like the old. It's like being in a battle with a pig. You both get dirty, and the pig likes it. That's what politics has come to, unfortunately and unhappily. And any candidate is going to get that, no matter how worthy.
Bill, I got to jump in because we're at our news break, and our time with you this time is over. We will hope you have a good panel discussion tonight at UW Stevens Point's Dreyfus Center on redistricting reform. That's tonight at 6:30 at UW Stevens Point. Bill Krause, longtime political strategist, board chair of Common Cause in Wisconsin.